2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, I've been chatting about this all morning because there's some figures suggesting that people now own 400% more than they did 20 years ago. And is it any wonder that we're all struggling to keep up in terms of trying to be sustainable, but also not to look like you're wearing the same thing all the time? Well, Laura Mullett is a stylist and she's here now to offer advice on how to get more from smaller amounts of clothes. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We have so much to discuss here and you do have some top tips for everyone. But at the very beginning, like, have you seen for yourself that people seem to have loads more clothes than they used to?
Unbelievably so. I think the overconsumption side of it, we're all kind of haunting ourselves over it. Like, it's kind of having a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. And I think if we streamline a little bit, we'd be amazed about how much more creative we get putting things together.
Yeah. There is a bit of a joy as well in putting together a wardrobe that nobody else has. But we'll get to that in a moment, right? Because, I mean, fashion, there's no question about it. It is moving so fast. And we are all putting so much pressure on ourselves and on each other in terms of, like, supposedly cool, like, jeans, for example.
Yes.
Everybody wants the right pair of jeans for that season. And we abolished all of our skinny jeans, and then skinny jeans came back in again, and like different types of runners. It is incredibly impossible to know what we're supposed to be wearing because it changes so quickly.
I'm a big believer in write your own rules when it comes to jeans and denims. You know, try on everything you own and figure out what's right for you. I think, you know, low-rise 2000s jeans are going to make another person happy, and then a high-rise kick flare skinny are going to look good on somebody else. I think it's always nice to know what the trends are and what's cool, but because fashion is just such a repetitive big circle, it moves quicker than we can keep up with. So why not maybe go through your closet if you haven't cleared it out, and you might find the jeans that you love. It's just unbelievable how much we don't get enough mileage out of what we already own because it just gets lost in the pile. That chair in the corner that becomes a mountain, and then you're going to the toilet at night time, you think someone's in the room. Like, we have to get past this.
I got moved. Oh, what is this? And it's like, no, it's your clothes haunting you.
Yeah.
You spoke about your wardrobe there being packed. I mean, everybody has that feeling, I imagine. I know that I do as well. You've got a wardrobe full of clothes. You've absolutely nothing to wear.
Yeah, I think in the clutter and in the haze of it, it can be a really unsettling feeling. Mm. And also, there's something really cathartic about offloading stuff that you don't want anymore. And then you can kind of see, oh, I can put this with this, that with that. So that's something I try and abide by myself. But there's always room for improvement. I think it's not as daunting a job as you think. You just have to start facing up to it at this time of the year.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay, if there's a bit of advice that you're going to give someone if they're clearing out their wardrobe, what are you saying?
Okay, so I have this whole theory that, you know, let's say if you walk into the middle of a surgery, it would look like murder. It's a bit like that with cleaning your room and cleaning your closet. I don't believe in firing everything on the bed. I think it's so distressing because then if you lose your mojo halfway through, you're like, oh my God, my home is a hovel. What will I do?
And how many times has it happened to people where you've taken every item that you own out and then next thing you get a phone call and you have to dash off somewhere and the anxiety and the pit in your stomach of coming back to that room that is turned upside down. You're like, can I just sleep under these hangers?
Yeah, no, it's not the best of feelings. So what I would strongly advise is get a good quality rail. Rails are worth investing in because, you know, you can fold it up and put it away down the line as well. But I think if you're trying to really change your habits, a rail is a great way to lay out what you have your own little fashion show, streamline that way, figure out what fits you, what doesn't fit you. And I'd be a believer in kind of keep, toss, repair or alter. And then maybe things you want to donate to the charity shop and things you want to sell on Vinted or Depop or whatever app you think is good. Now, some people love consignment stores, but I do think Vinted is brilliant when you're trying to offload things. But when I'm decluttering, if I have a rail, and then what I might try and do, so let's say you've done your big closet declutter, then the next week I'll try and line up my bits for the week on that rail, that new spare rail, and you're getting into the habit of wearing your clothes, not saving things for nice, you know. Burn the good candles, like have your clothes that actually look good on you. Don't be saving them for special occasions because they're buried in the back of your wardrobes and the moths are getting at them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment, okay? But 087 187 9200, if you want to WhatsApp us, if you've got any questions for Laura Mullett while I hold her hostage for the next 15 minutes or so, fire them into us. It's no problem at all. Talk about that, okay? We have this mentality of our good clothes and saving it for a good occasion. Yeah. And it really does rot me sometimes because you're like, what if the good occasion never comes? comes around and then the clothes don't fit you anymore. They're just not in fashion.
That's literally what happens. Or we kind of become fatigued of them. Like you hear of people buying a wedding dress and then by the time the wedding comes around, they're like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's been, they've been peeking at it. It's been in the closet, you know. I think it's about following your instincts and they won't really lead you wrong, you know.
Yeah.
What I think is fascinating is people are so much better now at renting and being circular when it comes to weddings and special occasions as a guest or, you know, at christenings and everything. But when it comes to casual clothes, we're a little bit more flippant. We maybe don't do ourselves justice. So we'll have an off mode and an on mode. And when we're glam, we look great. We'll maybe make more conscientious choices. Mm. But then on our day-to-day life, we will just grab whatever we can find because the chaos unsettles us.
Yes. So I absolutely am that person. Yeah. I do not have the nice middle ground. You know, when you see some people who look so stylish day-to-day and they look like they're effortlessly thrown together, I can either go full out glam or I'm sitting in a tracksuit like I am right now in front of you. So I want to know the staples that we need in our wardrobe because you talk about that an awful lot. Like what would you describe as a staple?
Yeah, well, I would always have this kind of thing since I started being a stylist about 15 years ago of like style hygiene. So like a hygienic approach to style. So being kind of clear and clean about what you need. So you start with the base layers. I know the weather at the moment is a little bit volatile. Mm-hmm. It's not really feeling lovely, but I think it's about being warm and cozy. But let's say having practical footwear, functional but fashionable.
Okay.
Great sneakers, great boots, but not having multiples of everything. Really good jeans, a really nice thermal little top, pretty cardigans and knits, a great blazer.
Okay.
You know, just these little basics that will help us. I think we're not in blouse territory yet because the weather is absolutely diabolical.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a believer in dress for the weather you want, not the weather you have, because
see, that's where I fall into
you get
that trap.
Sick. You just get sick. You get sick mentally, physically, spiritually. So I think it's just about these few little staples and basics. But when I think of staples, you know, that could mean different things to different people. It depends on the kind of life you have.
Yeah.
For some people, like, their work-life balance is a bit divided. So they would have more, let's say, workwear that doesn't seep into their casual life. So it's about having a few pieces you can interchange. It's usually the base layers you're going to interchange more than the outer layers.
Okay.
Like, we're not supposed to overwash our clothes.
Yeah.
It's good to let them breathe, hang them up, not toss them on that chair we discussed. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows they have that chair.
Yeah, everyone has it. I got rid of the chair out of my room and now it's the floor. And
the floor
and
drop.
That is bothering me so much that I'm like trying to like leave my little top down. I'm like, just bring back the chair or just put them into the wardrobe. What would you say? Okay, you know, obviously trends are so different and like even jeans. And I know that we've harped on about it a few times, but would you say to someone, like, if they're not comfortable in an item of clothing, to just get rid of it?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you reach back and I've got this one brown jumper that I shrunk and I keep it in my wardrobe year on year and every single year I pull it back out again and when I put it on me it drives me absolutely scatty for the day. And then this week was the very first time that I went, that is going in the bin. It has to go because it's not serving a purpose anymore.
I'm a believer in like your trash is someone's treasure, but sometimes things are just trash as well.
Yes.
And I think it's annoying for charity shops when they get bags of like random stuff that is in really bad condition. So I think it's good to be honest with ourselves about what does go in the bin and what could have a second lease of life for somebody.
Yeah.
And there's a massive difference between that, isn't there? And I think when something is, you know, let's say jeans are full of holes in a non-fashionable way, like they're not necessarily going to be reworn in that way that's practical and functional and everything. But yeah, I think having a better approach about your bits, like I get lovely things in charity shops. Like we're talking about staples. If you're maybe missing a few things, like I love at the moment that Carolyn Bessette Kennedy show is out. I always loved her style.
Yeah.
But like her style, let's say, is going to soar in popularity now over the next 2 months with that big TV show coming about her and JFK Jr. Like if you go into a charity shop, you could easily recreate a lot of those staples. So like lovely suedes, nice tailored pants, cute jumpers. So if you're looking for inspiration, maybe go to 90s minimalism. I always think that's an easy road. It's in fashion. It doesn't go out of style. And it works for so many different age groups. I think as a man as well, we would love them to dress like JFK Jr. Like, is that too much to ask? Maybe not the backwards cap. But I do think that's slightly kind of trousers with a bit of a kick, like not super skinnies on men. Like I do think style is having a comeback for men and women and we need to embrace it in a casual context too.
What about the likes of, you know, your little black dress or like a good white shirt? They're really incredibly boring, but like, do you think that they're important to have in our wardrobes?
Ironically, I don't think you need to spend a lot of money on them though. Like, your little bit, like someone's little black dress could be a Zara one that they've just had for years that's really, really beautiful. Something else could be a hand-me-down that looks really good. I do think it's important, but in my opinion, sometimes a really good white shirt, the second you get your tan or your lipstick on it, your soul leaves your body a little bit and you levitate.
Yeah.
I do think sometimes a budget-friendly or thrifted shirt can look just as good and be more practical. You just have to follow the care instructions and wash things properly.
Yeah, okay, that's a big thing, is actually just do what you see on the body care instructions.
I think so. Like, even about, like, you know, patent shoes. I was dealing with patent shoes at the IFTAs the other day and the safe bet was Vaseline. So, like, shine them up with Vaseline. I think you just have to sometimes go for the simple remedies, not the more abrasive things. Like, one thing, like, ChatGPT, I think, is lethal for people, because if I went on ChatGPT, it'd say, oh my God, use acetone, and I would have wrecked someone's shoes. So I think kind of going easy, non-acidic, simple ways of minding your clothes. Woolite, I always find brilliant for washing clothes. Air drying where possible.
Yeah.
I just think dryers can really be lethal, and you'll start to think, oh my God, I'm getting bigger, my clothes are getting smaller, but you're staying the same, you're just not minding your clothes.
Okay, right. That's, I really, really like that take on it. And what about storing your clothes? Because that's something that's so incredibly important.
Unbelievably important. But here's the thing, there's a bit of a psychology to it. So good hangers, I believe in felt hangers, I believe in matching hangers.
Right.
Felt, they won't slip off and they're nice and lightweight. What I would do is store long things on one side to short things, because I think then it's easier to see. I think when it's up, down, up, down, up, down, you don't have the storage space underneath to maybe, if you like, let's say you don't like sterile plastic baskets, you might have like a little wicker thing underneath for your socks and your underwear and stuff. But it's really important to store things right to left. Also, there's things that aren't supposed to go on hangers. So sometimes your knits and cardigans are too fine. Fold them, put them gently, stack them. It's about having things in a way that's orderly, things that won't pull threads in each other. But I'm a big believer in vacuum packing the stuff that's not for the season. Get it out of your closet. So if you vacuum pack, let's say, all your mad holidays, summer dresses, swimsuits, I'm so sorry to be negative, but let's get them out of the way for now. Let's stop them getting dusty and musky. Move them out of it, and then just have the bits that will serve you for the next, let's say, 8 or 12 weeks at a time.
One of my friends is like incredibly organized, but one of the things that she does with her vacuum packs, because this is what has happened to me over the years so many times, is she takes a list on the notes app of her phone and she writes down exactly what goes into the vacuum pack, so that when she is like, where is that dress?
Yeah.
She goes, no, it's there. Because this has happened to me, because I put all my festival clothes into vacuum packs and then I don't see them again for another 5 years. And then I'm like, I thought I had something like that. They don't exist in my mind, and I go out and I rebuy something that I don't actually need.
No, that's a really good point. I think if, you know, some people are type A, some people are type B. Your friend sounds type A.
Oh, she's sorry, too.
She's
two
goals.
T. We kind of all, I think everybody needs to strive for a bit of a type C.
Yeah.
You need to have the looseness in your life, but you also need a little bit of organisation as well.
Maybe there's an element where some of us can give great advice and not always take it. Like,
yeah,
I try
fair.
And take my own advice, because I think living in a more orderly way, it's so much more relaxing. Like, I think it does take stress off you to know, oh my God, I have like nice things that fit me and look good. And when we're talking about closets and everything, I do think it's so important to get rid of things that don't fit you and don't serve you anymore. Your body deserves to be dressed in clothes that look good and feel good. If you've got the budget for it, go for a little bit of quality where possible with your super casual things.
Yeah.
So you said about a black dress and a white shirt there. It's a white t-shirt I think I'd really invest in, because a lot of times I would wear, let's say, this lovely mint velvet, high quality, slightly boxy white t-shirt. That will go underneath a lot of my cardigans, jumpers. You see that kind of little collar at the top?
Yeah.
And it just means that your clothes will stay fresh. The clothes that can't really take a battering in the washing machine and need hand wash, you're going to get a bit more mileage out of, but also you're a little bit more insulated but breathable.
Okay, fantastic. So a little white t-shirt is what we're going with.
Yes.
What about swapping with your friends? You're a huge advocate for that. And
massively.
You're the same age as me, so we grew up doing that naturally as our friends, and I hate that we fell out of it.
I know, with or without each other's permission.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house of sisters as well, so we're all lethal. And my mom and my sisters, like, we're all the same shoe size, so oh my God. But I do believe in, like, I know it's hard for everyone to connect when they want to, but even to go into a coffee shop, everyone have a little bag of stuff they're trying to offload or figure out. I have friends that, let's say, a certain dress will circulate for different weddings with different friend groups, and it's so lovely and it's so considerate and kind to one another, because it can be so expensive, you know, staying in a hotel, getting your hair and makeup done. It just saves those little costs. But if you're busy at the moment and you're kind of wanting to get on this, maybe a WhatsApp swap shop. Like, if everyone's busy and, you know, they're kind of dealing with different things, maybe a Friday night, everyone goes on for an hour, does a little try on, has their glass of wine or their cup of tea, and maybe tries to make a little plan of looking for things, pairing things, friendly advice, but also like the swap shop element. It's lovely as a friend, because it's nice to see someone get mileage out of things that you love.
And also, I mean, like that, it gives a whole new lease of life to a dress, and you'll get jealous and you'll want it back.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I always joke, like, with my sister Jade, when I, like, she'll borrow something and then I'll feel real bad. And I'm like, oh, you can keep it. And she's like, oh, you've ruined it. She's like, squatter's rights is so much more fun. So we always laugh about that because I'm like thinking I'm being so lovely giving it to her. And she's like, you're ruining the thrill of like stealing your clothes.
Why, Laura, is it really important to have your own personal style? Because it can be really hard going into a shop when there's, you know, new trends in and, yeah. and new seasons. And you look and you go, this is exactly what I want to look like. You buy it and it doesn't suit you. Do you have to be so clear about what looks good on you before you go shopping?
I think you have to be explorative and clear. And I think those things can contradict each other slightly. I think you need an honest, impartial person in your life as well to give it to you straight. And I think before you spend a lot of money, it's nice to maybe try on things and be willing to window shop a little bit and maybe figure out what works and maybe try and build a bit of a capsule edit slowly. So kind of think head to toe, inner to outer. So really good, start with really good underwear.
Okay.
And I mean, it's unbelievable from there where you go. And I think as you're investing in things, offload other elements of them. So let's say you're after finding a sneaker that's not just too trend focused. You know, you'd wear it in three summers. You'll wear it walking, but you'd wear it maybe in a cool coffee shop context too. I think it's about finding things that serve different purposes, but also make your life a little bit easier.
Okay, fantastic. So like your top tips, I suppose, walking away from this are to really just find your core wardrobe, your day-to-day bits and go from there.
I think being playful is so important. I think we forget that as we get older. Like have a little bit of fun with your fashion and don't feel like you have to adhere to a motif set by other people. I think online, like I love looking at influencer fashion and everything and seeing people's hauls and all, but you'd be amazed when you shop your own closet what you actually have. And it's really liberating to mix and match pieces. And someone will say, oh my God, I love your jacket. And you're like, yeah, you know what, I wore it 10 years ago and I actually love it again. Like it's funny the way like you fall in and out of love with your own style and you can find it again. I think sometimes maybe if someone's had a baby or they're changing jobs, they just need a little bit of a shake up and it can be a great self-care thing because I think of clothes a little bit like armour. I think when you're walking into new situations in life, it's a lovely weight off to feel more confident and happy in your own skin.
What would you say to anybody who is going to do a bit of a wardrobe clear out and are falling into the trap of, I'm going to hold on to that in case I fit back into it again one day or it comes back into fashion? Like, do you have a sell-by date on it at any point to just let go?
I think if there's something that just holds memories and is sentimental, like I'm not going to tell you to throw away something that you really love. But I mean, if you think you just love the idea of it, I think that's different.
Okay.
So like if you see this dress and you're like, oh, it's chaos. But I like, it's kind of cool, but I like one element of it. Either you love it or you don't love it. And maybe if it's part of your journey that you're like, oh, I look forward to wearing that again someday, then hold on to it. But just make sure you're minding it. Like I would advise you to go on Amazon and buy the little cedar. There's little cedar blocks you can put on the top of your hangers to fester off moths.
Okay, yes.
Or I don't know if that's the right word, but not attract them, whatever the opposite of attracting moths is, that's what we want to do.
Deter them.
Yeah, deter them, that's it. Repel them. But I really do believe in those little cedar things. I think they work. You can put them, you can spot them in your closet too. It's a bit like when you make a fake wasp's nest to hope they leave you alone. It's kind of the same concept. So, I think if you really love something, mind it. But just remember, don't let it live rent free in your head and don't kind of punish yourself because something doesn't fit you. I think that's the wrong mentality. You know, I love the idea of, you know, your body's your vessel, you know, it's feel comfy in the skin you're in. And if something is constrictive, like maybe it might fall under the repair or alter category, why don't you go in and figure out what they can do? It's amazing now how people can alter clothes and reshape them or maybe make it into stylish separates.
Yeah.
Give something a new lease of life instead of romanticising how you used to look in it.
Yeah, I love that. There's two things in my wardrobe right now that I can think of the top of my head that one of them I will never throw away. It's my Junior Cert Results t-shirt that I still have. Yeah, because it was so cool. It was kind of like backless, but the front of it was all luminous. So it like lit up when you went into the disco and I throw it on as like pyjamas sometimes fondly because I'll never wear it outside the house. But there's another pair of purple like pleather trousers that I bought in a sale in 2019. Okay, so we're talking 7 years ago now at this point that I have put on me so many times and I've balked at the last minute and taken them off. So I think I just need to say goodbye to them. They've never gone outside the door of the house and I think they'll be someone else's treasure and not mine.
I think you and I had a bit of an American Apparel phase and that's purple pleather is just, it's kind of ringing an alarm bell in my own mind. I'm like, do you know those Facebook memories come up and you're like, oh my God. Oh dear. This is going to ruin my reputation in the fashion business.
But the only thing is, I know I've seen them on someone who looked absolutely fantastic. So that home is out there for them. It's just not in mine. Stylist Laura Mullett, thank you so much for joining us. You can find Laura on Instagram at Laura Mullett Stylist. And we will be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.